All right, good morning to you. I always love the Sunday after Christmas because everybody's just always just a little bit reserved, a little bit down. Some of you are disappointed because you didn't get what you really wanted. Some others are a little disappointed because what you got really isn't as great as you thought it was going to be. Or maybe you broke it as soon as you opened it. I'm not sure, but we're glad that you are here today to share with us. You know, it's kind of fitting, I think, that we're at this point that we are in our study of believe. What do I believe? We've been looking the last several weeks about what should I do, and we've been looking at some great subjects like worship and prayer and Bible study and single-mindedness, total surrender, biblical community. And today we're going to talk about spiritual gifts. And I just think it's kind of neat. We didn't do it on purpose this way, but the Sunday after Christmas, talking about spiritual gifts. So I want to teach you and to give you some insight here on this wonderful subject about spiritual gifts. Maybe you know what your spiritual gift is. Maybe you don't. But either way, we want to help you with that today. So take a minute and watch this.
Do I play hard? Yeah. Do I win? Usually. My name is Charlie Parker. And my spiritual gift is dodgeball. When you ask Michael Jordan how he got to where he is right now, he'd say he practiced, practiced, practiced.
Hey, Charlie, somebody called for you.
He might say some other things, but the main thing would be practice. And that's what I do. I practice. I practice at home. I practice at work. I practice at school. I practice when people aren't looking and when people are looking.
Hey, Charlie, I have an apple for you. Here, catch.
And that's what makes me unique. The key to being a good dodgeball player is to be agile, like a spider monkey. Ironically, that's our team name. One of my moves is called the Wing Duck and the Conspiracy Theory. God gave some people the gift of compassion, some people the gift of love. He gave me the gift of dodgeball, and I'm going to use that unto him. Dodgeball. Do outstanding deeds. Go everywhere. Be all. Dodgeball.
Hey, listen, Charlie, man. Lots of paper here. Got a stapler?
The worst place to get hit is not the head, but the heart. Some people and girls don't understand the meaning of competition. I'm not sorry.
Come on, laugh with me a little bit, okay? What's your spiritual gift? Maybe you know what it is, or maybe you don't, but we want to help you with it. And here's why, okay? It's because when you become a Christian, all right? Now, I want you to think about that because I think that phrase is so very important because it's easy as believers to misunderstand spiritual gifts and think that spiritual gifts is just talents and abilities that you've had all your life. You know, now God may be able to use those in a spiritual way in your life, but there's a real dividing point when you're talking about spiritual gifts, because when you become a Christian, okay, spiritual gifts is not just about talents and abilities, things that you have been, you know, endowed by who you are and who you were born to and how you were raised and all that, because spiritual gifts is all about when you become a Christian. When you become a Christian, you get God's Spirit. God's Spirit comes to live inside of you. And when you become a Christian, that Spirit comes inside of you and not only dwells inside of you, but gifts you in ways that benefit the body of Christ. Okay? And if you remember last week, we were talking about the body of Christ. And let me just give you an idea about this, because it is so important that we know that But let me give you the key verse here, and then I'll give you this thought. The key verse comes from Romans chapter 12, verse 4 through 6. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not have all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. It's all about the gifting of the body of Christ. God gives us different gifts so that we can benefit the body of Christ. In other words, think about it this way. Have you ever noticed or heard any Olympic track star stand up after they put the gold medal around his neck? And have you ever heard any Olympic track star, gold medal winner, say, you know what, I just want to thank God today for my feet? No, right? They don't say that. Why? Because they don't understand, or maybe they do understand, but you and I need to realize and understand that every member of the body, every part of the body has an important part. Have you ever wondered why God just didn't give all the gifts to everybody? I mean, wouldn't that have been even better that if all of us had all of the spiritual gifts that God's Spirit bestows, and if we all had all the gifts? Why didn't he do that? He didn't do that because that's not a body. You know, a body appreciates the gifting that other people have that maybe they don't have. A body enhances, you know, one part of the body enhances another part of the body. And God wants us to work that way in the kingdom of God. So when you read this passage of Scripture, you got to understand that it's all about the body of Christ. Now here's the thing too, because we need to understand that your gift has not been given for your own personal benefit. Your own personal benefit. Spiritual gifts are not given for our own personal benefit. That's another difference between spiritual gifts and talents and abilities. Because a lot of times our personal talents and abilities we use to enhance what people think about us. But with spiritual gifts, that's not so, because they're not about our own personal benefit. They're to be used to serve in concert with other members of the body of Christ. Now, let me give you an idea of what this is like. Some time ago, just a few weeks ago, actually, there was a lock-in here for college students. There was a number of college students hanging out in our building all night on Friday night. And I came up just to hang out with them for a while. Had a really nice time. And they were over in the cafe, and some of them, four college students, were playing Hearts. You know, the card game Hearts? And I was watching there for a little while. And when the card game finished up, somebody took the deck of cards and they laid them on the table. And I picked up the deck of cards and I said, here, let me show you guys something. And I dazzled them with my best card tricks. You know, I've got a deck out in the foyer, and if you want to come over afterward, I'll show you a card trick. Okay, not really, I don't. But I showed them these card tricks, and this one young girl, she was like, wow, that was awesome. And I'm like, yeah, it was, wasn't it? You see, things that we can do, a lot of times we use things that we can do to enhance what people think about us. Matter of fact, after I showed that card trick, another one of the young men there, the college students, he said, yeah, let me show you one. And he took one and he did a card trick, and it really was incredible. I had no clue how he did it. I was amazed. And he's like, hey, well, how do you like that one? And then another guy, he said, here, let me show you one. And he took a card, you know, and he did a card trick. And it was weird because it was all guys. Girls didn't do that. Is there something about that? But, you know, we do that though, don't we? We talk about our own talents, our own abilities, things that we can do to enhance what people think about us. But God gives his children, gives them spiritual gifts so that they can be mutually beneficial for each other in the kingdom of God. It's not about enhancing what people think about us, about your own personal benefit. It's to be used to serve in concert with other members of the body of Christ. Therefore, it's crucial that we understand this key idea. I know my spiritual gifts and use them to fulfill God's purposes. I know my spiritual gifts and I use them to fulfill God's purposes. Let's say that together. I know my spiritual gifts and use them to fulfill God's purposes. Do you? Because it really is important. And I'm not just talking about things that you're good at, things that you're talented at. That's part of it. But if you have the Spirit of God living inside of you, if you are a believer, God has gifted you with spiritual gifts or a spiritual gift to benefit the kingdom of God. Now, the passage that most of the time people refer to when they're talking about spiritual gifts is in Romans chapter 12, verse 3 through 8. Now, I don't have that entire verse up here. I gave you verse 4 through 6 just a moment ago. But let me give you this entire context of this verse and then make a few comments about it. Listen to what it says. You can follow along with me if you have your Bible. Romans chapter 12, verse 3 through 8. He says, "For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourselves more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourselves with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it's teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is in giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully." Now, it's real easy to focus on that list of prophesying and serving and teaching and encouragement and giving and leadership and mercy. Those are all wonderful gifts that God's Spirit has given to us. But have you ever stopped and thought about the connection here of a couple things? Number one is that you need to understand spiritual gifts. You need a heart full of grace. He says there in verse number three, "For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you." Later he says in verse 6, "We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us." I mean, what is it about grace that helps us understand this idea about spiritual gifts? Well, I think it's caught up in this phrase here when he says, "Do not think more highly than you ought of yourself, but think rather of yourself with sober judgment." You see, folks, listen, gifts are all about the exercising humility more than anything else. It's understanding that by God's grace, God has given you these wonderful gifts. And they're not to be used to brag, not to be used to draw attention to yourself, not to put yourself up on a platform as being more talented than anyone else. It's not about your own personal benefit. It's about ministering to others in the kingdom of God. You see, that's why I think the answer to why God hasn't given all the gifts to everybody is so crucial. It's because we need each other. It's because we understand that we are better together than we could ever be by ourselves. You see, that's what's so beautiful about the kingdom of God. That's what's so beautiful about the body of Christ, that over the years, the body of Christ, the kingdom of God, has accomplished so much because of the gifting that God has placed in the hearts of people, sharing the word of God, serving others, teaching them the ways of God, encouraging them along the walk, giving generously so the work of the Lord can continue, leading people down that path that leads to God, and showing mercy to those that need it so very, very much. And it's interesting that he says at the end of it there is to do it cheerfully. I mean, with a heart connected to God, you do your service to him, you exercise the gifts that God has placed within your heart to benefit others in their walk of faith. You see, you need to understand and you need to know the connection between spiritual gifts and grace. You also need to understand that you must discover your gift. You must discover your gift. A lot of times people, when they talk about spiritual gifts, they want to be taught about what their spiritual gift is. And you can be taught about the spiritual gifts, the list here in Romans and in other places. You can go through those, but it's really a discovery process. It's a process where you allow God. You know, you've heard of spiritual gifts inventories, and we're going to talk about that here in just a few minutes. We'd like to help you discover what your spiritual gift is, but it is a discovery. It's not just about knowledge. It's not just about learning, but it's understanding what you're passionate about and how God has made you and what God has put within your heart and within your mind and what God has put inside you to be crucial, to bring you satisfaction in life. And then you discover that gift that God has put within you, and then you exercise that gift in the body of Christ as you minister and care about other people. Because here's the thing, folks. Spiritual gifts is about two things. It's about God and it's about others. You see, number one, it's about God, because as you discover your spiritual gift, as you discover your passions, as you get connected with that kind of thought and that kind of process in your mind and in your heart, you get closer to God. You realize that this is something God has put within you, that God has put inside of you, that this is a passion that God has lit the fire to burn inside of you. And you get closer to Him because you realize what He's given to you. It's all about this relationship with God, with His Spirit. You see, because God gives everybody at least one spiritual gift. God gives everybody a spiritual gift. And in that discovery, you come to understand something about how much God loves you and how much God has given to you and what God wants to accomplish in your life. And so as you go on this discovery and as you discover the gifting that God has placed within your heart, your mind, your soul, and your body, you have this connection with your Maker, with your Creator, and how much He's loved you. But then it's all about others. Because spiritual gifts are never just about yourself and what you can do, or drawing attention to yourself or what you can do. But it's all about being complete in the body of Christ. Randy Frazee, in his little book that we've used in some of our classes, called Think, Act, Believe, he tells a story in this section of his book about a family of five that's driving down the highway. There's a mom and dad, a few little kids, and they're in a truck, and in the back of this truck is a large shipment of chickens. And the chickens are in crates, and they're stacked, and they're strapped, and they're secure. And as the family is transporting these chickens, they have an accident and they run off the road, and the truck turns over and the chickens break, the boxes fall off and they break open, and the chickens are all loose, running loose on the highway. Now imagine if you are the first person to drive up to the scene. And he uses this great story to say, you know, what would you do? I mean, are you the kind of person that you'd jump out and you'd say, oh my goodness, okay, here's what we need to do, folks. You call 911, you call a chicken expert, you know, and you just take over. Are you that kind of person? Are you a leader like that? Or maybe you get out of the car and you could care less about the chickens. You could care less about the truck. You're just worried about the children. And you go over and all you want to do, the only thing you're concerned about is finding out if those kids have been hurt. And showing empathy and concern to them. He says, you know, when you get out of the truck, there's something that you're going to look at. But the thing about it is, you need all of that. You need someone to take over, take charge. You need somebody that's a very detailed person that'll do this and that. You need someone that's very sympathetic and empathetic that can care for the children. I mean, for goodness sakes, you need a chicken expert to round all these chickens up. And if you don't have everybody, something doesn't get done. And something doesn't get done well. But if you have everybody, that's a situation that can not only be overcome, but a situation that can turn out quite good. And his point is that the kingdom of God is kind of like that. We need everybody. We need you and your gifts, and you need me and my gifts, and together, you know, we can be so much more than we could ever be separately. It's about God and others. As you discover your spiritual gift, you will get closer to God. As you use your spiritual gift, you will get closer to others. Does that sound familiar? Wasn't it Jesus that said, somebody said, what's the greatest commandment? And he said, well, the greatest commandment is love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength. And the second is like it, to love your neighbor as yourself. Love God, love others. Spiritual gifts gets us close to God and gets us close to others as we serve and help and encourage one another. It is a beautiful picture of what God intends his family to be. So, well, having said all of that, here's the two things that I want to say to you this morning. Number one, we want to help you discover your gift. We want to help you discover your gift. Now, as I've already said, it is a discovery process. It's not something that you can go and sit down with me or sit down with Claire or someone else in a class and we can't tell you what your spiritual gift is. We can teach you about spiritual gifts. We can give you the list out of the Word of God about spiritual gifts. We can show you where spiritual gifts, while not mentioned in the Old Testament, you certainly see them there. God's Spirit is inside of us, and his promise is that he will gift us. But the point is that it's always a discovery. It's always a process. It's always something that we have to go through and work through and discover, maybe even incrementally, what our gift really is. So we want to help you discover your spiritual gifts. We've done it in the past here where we've had a class where we offer you an inventory. An inventory is where you answer a whole bunch of questions about things that you're passionate about, things that you care about, things that you struggle with, all this. And then at the end, you can tabulate this all up and it can actually quantify in pretty accurate ways what your gifting and bent is, what it looks like. And we've done that in the past, and we'll do that in the future. We'll offer that as soon as possible so that you can discover your gift. But here's the thing, folks. The discovery of the gift is only part of it, because we also want to give you the opportunity to use your spiritual gifts in the body of Christ. To use your spiritual gifts to benefit other people and the community and God's kingdom in your walk with him. Because I said to you about Randy Frazee in that little illustration he uses in his book. He asks over and over again. He says, "Are you the person?" And then are you the person, talking about the whole thing, accident on him. Are you the person? Get out. Are you this person? Are you this person? Are you this person? Are you this person? But the point is simply this, that it's not enough to understand the kind of person you are, but then you have to act on that. And you have to allow God to help you use those gifts in the kingdom of God, in the body of Christ. When you think about it, I asked you earlier about why God doesn't give every gift to everybody. He certainly could do that, couldn't he? I mean, he could do that. But I think when you think about a community of faith, when you think about a biblical community that we've talked about in the past, he wants us to rely not only in him but on each other, and to cooperate with one another and to serve one another. And as we discover our gift and as others discover their gifts, we can come together and we can meet needs in an amazing way. All you have to do, folks, is look at history to realize the kingdom of God, the body of Christ, the church, that God has used his kingdom so much over the years to help a lost and a dying world. I mean, a hurting world, a seeking world. They should watch us and see our cooperation, see us move and work in unison to bring about His kingdom. And we must demonstrate to them that every person, every soul, every individual matters to God. And since His Holy Spirit has gifted us, that Holy Spirit will guide us and will help us to use those gifts to benefit others in their walk of faith. We see this clearly in the New Testament. There's a story of Paul, his words to the church in Corinth, when he says this. He says, "What after all is Apollos and what is Paul? Only servants through whom you came to believe. As the Lord has assigned to each his task, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow." So when we as His children discover our gifts and take the opportunity to use those spiritual gifts to benefit others, people come to know Christ better and closer. And you know what, folks? If that's the gift that we give back to God, when we discover the spiritual gifts that He's given to us, there's no greater gift that we can give to Him. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, I thank You for another day that You've given us, Lord, for an opportunity to really gain strength and insight, Lord, from Your Word. And God, I pray that as we read through this list, that we'll realize that in our own way that we need to discover our gifts, our abilities, Lord, and then to combine them together to do something great for You. That, Lord, it's not just about the most talented, but it's about everybody, Lord, doing their part. And God, sometimes I think that we too often try to allow our gifts and abilities and even our spiritual gifts and abilities to draw attention to ourselves. But, Lord, because we understand Your grace, because we are full of humility, now, Lord, I pray that we would make it all about God and all about others. And that, Father, as we get closer to You and as we discover our gifting, Lord, given by Your Holy Spirit, that, Father, we would come to not only thank You, but to love You for what You've put inside of us. And, Lord, as we discover those gifts and exercise those gifts, Lord, may Your kingdom, may people benefit. May they benefit, Lord, from our love for You and our closeness to You, Lord, whether it's through the gift of prophecy, whether it's through the gift of teaching, or, Lord, through the gift of generosity or hospitality, Lord, even leadership. Just help us to allow You to use us, not for our own glory, Lord, but for Yours, and so that other people would fall in love with Jesus Christ, our blessed Lord and friend. Father, bless us to that end as we sing and as we're encouraged to live for You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.